Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ab Wright. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Brenzel. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vosburgher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Fisher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Carl Fisher. And now, play ball. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Averill moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simmons. Hale reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. Trosky goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hale. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisher moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to second. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 0 for 1 in the game. Brenzel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Wright moves to second. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to second for the out. Hale scores. Wright moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brenzel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Washington now playing right field. Mulehaus now playing center field. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hale hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Trosky moves to second. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Hale moves to second. Two outs. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brenzel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hale moves to third. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher has Hale trapped. He runs over and tags Hale for the out. Brenzel moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Appling. Hudlin moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker bunts towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky throws to second for one, and Knickerbocker throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Haas moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to third. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dykes. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brenzel takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to second. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon pinch hits for Carl Fisher. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vance now pitching. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hudlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 4 in the game. Knickerbocker bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hudlin moves to second. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 4 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hudlin scores. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to third. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trotsky takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.